When the coronavirus ripped through central and northern New York a year ago, perhaps no one had a closer view of the wide-reaching fallout from the crisis than those who work at the region's nonprofit organizations. As part of our series that looks back at the local impact from the pandemic, WRVO's Payne Horning reports on how nonprofits tried to mitigate the effects of the COVID-19 pandemic while attempting to put out fires of their own.
As healthcare workers were dealing with the earthquake that was the coronavirus, nonprofits were trying to address the aftershocks. Alicia Dix is the president and CEO of the Community Foundation of Herkimer and Oneida Counties.
The addiction rates went up, you know, a lot of homelessness as a result. We've seen an uptick in child abuse and domestic violence, gun violence.
Randy Bregman, executive director of Vera House that works with domestic and sexual assault survivors, says in her 30 years at the nonprofit, she's never seen anything like 2020.
The nature of the calls was profoundly different. There weren't any quick calls, can you tell me how to get this resource? Everybody was dealing with multiple complex problems. Great intensity and emotional need in the calls. People who were calling us from closets because it was the only way for them to get away from the abuser, and our staff just trying to keep up with the incredible demand.
It was a perfect storm for nonprofits. Their services were needed more than ever at the same time that revenue streams like government contracts were drying up. Rescue Mission CEO Dan Seberg says at one point they had to lay off 285 of their employees, in part because the nonprofit's thrift stores, which provide a large amount of its funding, were forced to close.
We had to look at this from multiple angles. One, how do we continue to provide the life-saving services of shelter, food, clothing, and how do we then pay for it, which led us to massive layoffs and then scrambling to see what legislation was going to come out. And then as the PPP loan came out, we rehired. And all of this is happening within months and days and weeks.
Multiple area nonprofit leaders say the federal government's Paycheck Protection Program loans, which were forgiven, saved much of their workforce. But even with that lifeline, Dix says nonprofits suffered the loss of valuable talent over the last year. But Bregman says it wasn't all bad. As demand surged, her team had to collaborate like never before, breaking down silos that had previously existed.
And so somebody who works in development or administration or education doesn't usually do direct service, but our staff from all parts of the organization took shelter shifts, answered the crisis line, answered the new chat service, and so we saw people just team together to make sure that the needs of the community were met, however we had to meet them.
Dix says that has happened not only within nonprofits, but between them as well.
I've seen a mite of effort for collaboration, which has really built a good path for our community forward. So a lot of nonprofits realize nobody can do this alone. We really got to work together.
While each of these nonprofit leaders acknowledge that they will likely be addressing the aftermath of this health crisis for some time to come, President and CEO of the Central New York Community Foundation, Peter Dunn, thinks they are up to the challenge. He says his organization partnered with other nonprofits and local governments last year to create a community support fund. Together, they were able to raise $2 million and send it to the organizations serving the community all before 2020 was over.
I think as a community, we can be proud of our nonprofit partners about their resiliency and their adaptability at a time of extreme stress. And, you know, the community coming together in short order in a collaborative way to be responsive is really affirming. And knowing that we have nonprofits, even under times of great stress, rising to meet the moment, I'd say that's the silver lining from last year.
For WRVO News, I'm Payne Horning.